Life Audio.
Rejoicing in All Seasons, written by Debbie Holloway and read by Kelly Givens. The hope of the righteous brings joy. Proverbs 10:28. I'm currently in the process of moving, but only a few miles away. During the intense first weekend of driving back and forth constantly from the old house to the new apartment, I was always amused when I passed by one curious little house. We began moving in on Valentine's Day weekend, and this little brick house by the roadside was decked in red and white lights and glowing hearts dotting their lawn. During the daylight, it was easy to miss the house, but come nightfall, it stood out like a beacon of Valentine's Day glory. A few days after Valentine's Day passed, however, the hue emanating from the house transformed from red to chipper Irish green as the occupants geared up for St. Patrick's Day, complete with shamrocks instead of hearts. My initial reaction to this was something like, wow, these folks really love their holidays. As I would drive past the house over the following days and weeks, it got me thinking about something else, though. Very few of us embrace change so exuberantly as these quaint little homeowners. Very few of us throw ourselves wholeheartedly into the season of right now. It's tempting for many of us to leave Christmas lights up past New Year's, simply because it's hard to let go of the nostalgia of that warm, fuzzy time. Many of us are picky about what we celebrate. Not these folks, though. They seem delighted just to be able to revel in the fact that we have holidays. That's an attitude I could probably learn from. I think of Jesus turning water to wine, of all the celebrations, holidays, and jubilees that God instituted for the Jews, and I think God loves an excuse to have joy and celebration. If I can smile, rejoice, and bring attention to a thing of beauty and excitement, I think I should. Just like the people who used every holiday as an excuse to dress up their little house and share a light with their neighbors. Intersecting faith and life. Do you roll your eyes at the exuberance of others? Or do you take every opportunity to rejoice in the beauty of the world around us? Take a moment to celebrate something small. For further reading, check out Leviticus 25, verse 8. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.